Welcome to New Realities. This is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is about the evolution of our body, mind, and consciousness. So tonight's show will be a lot of fun because we'll be talking about the Pure Living Expo and Conference that is being hosted by my old friend, Sharia Fox, and we have an incredible lineup of people talking about the next level of food and food quality and food energy and superfood. So this looks like a great conference coming up.
Thank you, dear. Yes, food and beyond, the consciousness of food, the food of consciousness, you know, awakening to our connection with nature, the earth, and one another, how to heal up, lots of healers and higher healing technologies. Really so much to offer. I'm so glad we have time because it's good to be able to express it all, you know?
It is because is this your baby? Are you the founder of this thing? Or you?
Yes. I'm the founder of the Pure Living Expo and the Pure Living Foundation. And this is sprouted out of the Raw Living Expo, which are also the foundation. We're expanding the trajectory because, you know, there's a lot of people who are ill with all kinds of diseases, and the people that we work with, our medical doctors, have solutions that are natural, and we want to help people get well.
Well, let me just tell people who are listening, it's going to be this weekend, July 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th, even into the 27th, 2015, in Sedona, Arizona, at the Hilton Sedona Resort and Spa. You can go to purelivingexpo.com. There's still tickets available, and amazing speakers are coming up. What do you want to highlight first in this? Because there's so much going on.
Thanks for asking. Well, first I will say, just as an overview for people who are logistically oriented, it would be good to get your ticket or, you know, get in a car or on a bus. If you're at all able to arrive on Thursday for the opening ceremony, that's going to be from 5 to 7, and early registration starts at 3. And then there's a VIP reception for the likes of yourself and all of our speakers, Mr. Right. Allen.
Thanks.
And from 7 to 9, there's going to be some lovely food, organic, gluten-free, plant-based food at the VIP reception. We're going to have Don. I'm just sort of going day by day here. We're going to have Don Jose, the Mayan elder with the crystal skulls, is evidently coming now to our opening ceremony by
magic. Don Jose?
Yes.
I know him. I think I did an event with Don Jose.
Yeah, he's now going to be here with Alok and Sons of the Earth.
Alok? I know Alok, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to come and help with the opening ceremony. I'm going to do my first activation at 5, and then they're going to move into, and also Parangi will be a part of that. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a beautiful opening ceremony. So, you know, on the website, there's a link called Area Hotels, where people can find out some hotels nearby and, you know, get yourself situated. And if you're at all able to come, everything starts 7 a.m. Friday. So to make the most of it, feel free to come Thursday and get yourself set up and have a full weekend.
So really what starts at 7 on Friday are the speakers, the amazing speakers you have.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And yoga classes. It starts 7 a.m. with yoga classes and things like that. And then, you know, then there's speakers and workshops and chef demos all weekend long, as well as parties each evening and networking and, you know, food and exhibit 60, you know, like 60 or 70 exhibitors and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
But before we go into the specifics, sure. I'm just curious if you've found, because you've been doing this a couple of years, has there been an evolution in the pure food community over the last few years? What has changed?
Sure. So, you know, people are, I think pretty much everybody's more coming to a middle place, you might say. Like what I've been noticing is mainstream people who haven't really cared about their diet are starting to go, wait a second, maybe I ought to check in with myself. I'm not feeling as good as I used to. Or maybe they're getting a feeling about the environment and starting to notice that the food may be impacting our overall ecological crises and situations. Mm-hmm. And so they're starting to lean toward, you know, this area of pure food and pure living, but they might not know what raw food is. You know, they just know they need to feel better. And they may be finding out about gluten-free living, mm-hmm. which all of what we teach is about that as well. You know, has definitely, that's deeply embedded into the food that we are talking about with pure living. And then a lot of the raw food people, some of them are really strictly raw still, and that's a growing movement of people who are all 100% raw, vegan, organic, plant-based diet. And then others are leaning in toward maybe adding more cooked food to their diet. And, you know, it's sort of like it's a merging that's happening on with the food and consciousness, which I think is healthy. And so this rebrand seeks to be more inclusive, so everybody feels welcome here, because we're not trying to be the food police. We're trying to offer the best knowledge and wisdom around healthy eating practices that not only increase personal health in your physical body, but also are going to help us collectively as humanity shift our ecological situation.
Wait, so when you talk about pure living, you're not talking just about raw food then, right?
That's correct. We definitely have a full lineup of raw living, plant-based yumminess on the chef demo stage, and people, regardless of what person's diet type is, they can benefit from adding these recipes to their diet deeply. And a lot of our, most of the food that's there is going to be plant-based, and it's all plant-based and it's raw, a lot of raw living food. And there's a variety that wasn't there before, yet it's also completely inclusive of those who are on a strict raw food diet.
Right, but it's also inclusive of people who aren't strictly raw as well.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. I don't do well with purely raw food.
Right.
I need to break down my cell walls on my... although Victoris will have a whole argument against that. He said, no, your enzymes aren't strong enough, and if they were strong enough, you'd break down this. But I don't agree. I think it's... okay to cook some of your food, you know, that's just,
well, you know, we're all different, and no one, I mean, we're not here to command people to eat a certain diet. That doesn't make any sense. But, you know, to me, what does make sense is helping everybody get the upgrade they need from where they are, you know, and celebrating it all, celebrating food in its wonderfulness. And then let's see if we can add more plant foods to the diet. And wow, if we can add a few more living food dishes, it's awesome. And, you know, we're not, it's, there's no point in beating anybody up for anything. You know, we're choosers here.
Right,
and,
right.
And yet we're holding the highest light on our personal health and our ecological health, and having the conversation even around growing food this year too, Alan, like we need to get out in the gardens and start growing food.
Right. But your vision for creating this conference was what? What inspires you to do it every year and keep going?
Sure. Thank you. Well, you know, as someone who benefited from having an experience of being 100% raw for 8 years, you know, I was hypoglycemic. I was, you know, my body, I had headaches for 4 and 5 days in a row. I got pretty sick. And, you know, so I turned to the raw foods, and the raw food movement embraced me. I embraced it back. And, you know, so I've done a lot of work in this, as well as consciousness events that you and I have been with over the years.
Right.
And, you know, so the truth is that there's much more to what I have as a vision for humanity and the assistance I personally offer than just the raw living foods. Mm. And so the Pure brand felt like that's like, what does purity mean? Well, it means tuning in with that inner innocence, that spirit within yourself as well, as eating a clean as possible diet, you know, and learning how to live in harmony with nature and one another. So to me, it's the time on the planet where we need to gather, and this is very related to Hopi prophecy and the other prophecies. It's a time where we're meant to come to the four corners right now. We're meant to start growing our own food. We're meant to gather and discover where our water is coming from. We're meant to get pure with the land and our food and start living more in harmony with nature, that and with spirit. And so to me, that's the core of it, Alan. I'm holding space for us to gather, look at the times ahead, the different changing situations on the planet. A lot of change going on, wouldn't you agree?
Well, it is an amazing time for awakening. I keep meeting people every day that are having visionary experiences, talking to their guides, tapping.
Exactly.
And I think, of course, we need the cleanest, purest, highest intentionally produced food possible, because that's going to help the vibratory shift. I mean, once we get there, of course, you know, it's like also what Jesus said. It's not what you put into your mouth that matters. It's what comes out of your mouth. So
right. Exactly. Yeah. And so that goes into that reality creation. You were together. You were participated in our reality creation summit where we're talking about that.
Oh, right. Yes.
Emotional reality that goes along. It's like if you are going to eat a really pure diet, then you're going to be, you know, mean or talking negative all the time. It's gonna, you know, you might not get well, you know.
Yes. can people still hear some of that reality summit that I did a show for?
As far as I know, it's all available online. I haven't looked at that website for a few months, but
okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because I love the show we did together.
That was great. It's a classic. That was a classic. Interview and summit. I just loved it.
Wait, so the name of that website, we'll get back to Shirley. But...
yeah, I'm just kind of looking it up now, multitasker. Oh,
okay, well, I'm talking to Sheree Fox of the Pure Living Expo. What's that? What's the...
It's the realitycreationsummit.com, and okay. It's still available right now.
It is. Okay, okay. The reality... Okay, getting back to... this Pure Food Living Expo. Tell me about the chef stage, because I think
sure.
I was there a few years ago. I don't remember there being a chef stage going on.
There was a chef stage, and it was packed all the time.
It was.
Yeah, it was in one of the smaller rooms in the Hilton. And this year we have the chef stage in the Tequa Exhibitor Hall, along with about 20 other exhibitors. And... they are going to be, you know, running about four or five of them a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Giving classes in different styles of cooking?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, uncooking for the most part, you know, whether it's fermented foods or chocolate substitutes or delicious, yummy gourmet dishes or, you know, all variety of things.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I've noticed a trend in fermentation, people mm-hmm. tending to get into that more because it's very good for intestinal flora. And that's huge these days, is fermenting your own food.
Absolutely. And so learning those skills is important, as well as, you know, culturing and fermenting. It seems that, you know, a lot of these things are actually things that our ancestors did a lot. In other words, they knew to do this with grains as well as other foods to make them more digestible. And so we're just kind of remembering that, you know.
Well, we've forgotten it.
We've,
of course, the American diet's very, very bland, very full of, you know, dead foods and flours and I don't eat anything baked anymore. Bread. I don't eat bread.
Yeah,
cakes,
that's smart.
I mean, or anything with yeast. I mean, I feel 100% better because I've just, you know, watch what I eat. I mean, still like meat. I still like protein, but I feel my body does okay with that. You know.
Well, you know, the paleo people are, you know, some people who are still doing, you know, meat and animal products is like that. They're finding that the vegetable and meat thing is a better combination rather than
basic paleo macro, I think. Although,
yeah, a lot of people are finding challenges with the grains.
Like, yeah, I didn't realize it that, but you're right. I was eating heavily macro, eating a lot of rice. I was still getting like a candida type reaction, and someone said it's the grains. You know, I figured, and you're right. I need cutting down on the grains also makes me feel better. You're right.
There's a movie called, there's a couple movies I might want to remark on. One of them is called Serial Killers. And
that's
it's
funny.
Cereal with a C, you know?
That's funny.
Yeah. And they're a very meat-oriented person who did that movie. But what he showed basically is that getting rid of the grains helped him get lean, build more muscle, have more stamina and energy. And so there's some people who are doing paleo veg or paleo vegan too, which is kind of a misnomer, but
right.
In other words, those people who want to kind of aspire to that type of thing, but they want to do some animal product or just dairy, and you know, that you can modify that to whatever you're needing.
Right. So for me, paleo really makes sense for my body. Like not so, don't overcook the meat and have the vegetables and have a lot of oils on on it. I feel really.
What's your ancestry?
As far as blood type, you mean?
Yeah, or just your, where did your people come from?
I guess Eastern Europe. I mean, that's how they evolved, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't go for the whole blood type thing personally, because I think there's so many other factors you have to.
Well, there are. I mean, there's it's all mixed in. And, you know, we each just have to really tune in with ourselves and decide what's best for us. And having really pure, good, cutting edge information to make those decisions is, you know, sort of is what we're providing, obviously, because, you know, as choosers, I mean, I really celebrate each and every person's ability to make good choices for themselves. And if we can just provide information to help them steer them in, you know, whatever that direction is, what that next upgrade they need is, you know.
So how many people are you expecting here? Because I know it's a huge thing to take on doing one of these things. I
mean, oh, my God, it's enormous.
It's a huge headache, I have to say. I've done it. I put on
it's so much work, Alan. I mean, it's like, I don't know, people do appreciate it. And, I don't know if they have any idea how much work it takes.
And it takes about 6 months to detox from one of these things, too.
Yeah. And I've been doing them for 3 years in a row now. So, you know, it's definitely a labor of love. We now have a foundation. We are seeking funding of every kind to keep going because it's very hard work and it's worth it. I mean, the people who are on the team are very dedicated and also a part of this vision, even though maybe their diets are different, they all see the organic, happy, you know, they all are wanting to help with getting people healthier and heading toward organic, heading back to nature. And they're really dedicated to helping people. So I'm really grateful for my amazing team.
Well, so how many people you think you'll have this weekend?
This weekend, it's going to be somewhere between 500 and 1500.
Wow, really? Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, there's been a lot of publicity done. I went on TV in Arizona the last, you know, Monday and Sunday mornings for Arizona, whatever, morning scramble and all these wonderful things. So I think a lot of people have found out about it and they're going to want to come up. And, you know, we don't really don't know what it's going to look like at the door, but we know that we're going to be 500 strong at the very bare minimum and probably a lot more than that. And it's just going to be incredible. It's always such an amazingly powerful, loving container for everybody getting what they need next, whether it's meeting people or the information or a certain workshop or even just coming to Sedona is cleansing.
Oh, of course. Sedona is one of my favorite places on the planet. It's
sure.
It's just so what are you really excited about at this show? What really?
That's a great question. Gosh. I'm going to just tell you my heart excitement this time is the fact that my book is also launching. My book is called Love's Whisperings, Authentic Spiritual Development.
Oh, we should do a show about that next time, huh?
Absolutely. And so I've been working with the elder guides of planetary consciousness, calling themselves the Star Elders. And so my core essence is as a scribe and orator for the lineages of light, divine mother, divine father, first mother, first father, source, and the Star Elders.
Are you like channeling this or something?
Well, I like to call it a transmission because I don't go unconscious. It's like I'm in communication having a telephone call.
Uh-huh.
And it's also my consciousness as well blended. It's my higher consciousness blended with the beings that we're talking about here. And so what we do is we go into a oneness state where I'm aware of myself and my own consciousness. I'm aware of these individual beings and their consciousness. And certain of them sort of take the lead on speaking these spiritual truths that will help people to evolve and awaken into their next level.
Mm. So how does that hook in with the Pure Liberty Expo?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. And we're definitely, and that's part of the expansion process, is just that there's so much more than just food that we're talking about here. We're talking about consciousness and awareness. And we're talking about how do you really become the God that you are? How do you become the being? How do you take off the overlays of consciousness to reveal the truth of the divine you? And, you know, basically getting naked to the truth, you know, because we already are spirit. We already are divine. We just have these these overcoats that are a little muddy and heavy right now. And
right. Well, I'd love to speak at the next conference about that and the embodiment of spirit and form, because I think that's where it sort of hooks into pure living. Because if we are these like higher vessels of pure spirit, we need to have the vehicle to embody spirit on earth, and we need the pure vehicle, you know, the best possible receptor of spirit.
Absolutely. That is a perfectly said. It, you know, if you're tired, exhausted, it's harder to access that higher consciousness, you know, and you know, ascension is an inside job. In other words, you know what I'm saying? It's like it takes all levels of self-care to really take the time out to nurture your spirit and awaken in that way, you know? And a lot, like you said, a lot of people are popping now. It's a trend, you know?
It is a trend because the frequency of right. the planet is shifting, and that's also why we need to eat food that comes from the planet, because it has that higher frequency. And if we eat dead food, we're not going to have the advantage of the frequencies.
And that's what the guides say to me. They show me things like, they basically talk to me and they're like, you know, the biofield of your body can retain its tensile strength the more you put things that have a strong biofield in them. Like, so if you were to take a dead food, like you were talking about the flowers and the packaged goods,
yes.
the body's going to have to work that much harder just to have a strong biofield. Whereas you reach for an apple off a tree out in your yard, that already has a strong earth biofield, and it's just going to enhance you. Your body doesn't have to make up for it.
Well, and also because of the magnetic field is changing and the cosmic energies are impacting us, we need to be more in touch with the earth and each other. We need to hug each other more. We need that contact, which will build our electromagnetic field to withstand the transitions of the planetary frequency.
Yeah. And have you heard about the two suns theory? What do you think about that?
I haven't heard about that. Tell me about it.
So, you know, there's a lot going on, and obviously people say things and then it happens or doesn't happen with all these crazy, you know.
We've been through that for a long time, right?
We don't know what's going to happen. But I've got this idea or feeling like, wow, there's something to look into about this idea of the two suns, and the fact that the thought is that this is a binary system, and
yeah.
that our sun's soul has a partner, and that partner is what people are calling Planet X, or
oh yes, I have heard something like that. So what do they think is going to happen now?
The thought that I've been, you know, sort of resonating with as a possibility is that the two suns, along with their respective planets, you know, do a dance, a spiral dance, and sometimes they're further away from each other and sometimes they're closer. And when they're further away, we're in the dark ages, and when we're closer, we have that golden age that has always been spoke about.
Uh-huh.
And that they're about to come together again and do this dance, creating a Vesica Pisces in their spiral interaction. And during that Vesica Pisces time, that's the age of enlightenment. That's the golden age. That's when there's so much photonic and light, higher consciousness energy that humanity wakes up and remembers who they are and builds great things. And then after that thousand, because I was always like, why only 1,000 years of a golden age? It's like, could we just keep going? And you know, I was like, why does it just say there'll be 1,000 years of peace? Couldn't we have more? You know, but then so it sort of makes sense that if there's an occurrence that brings us together for this time, that's like we're waking up, we know who we are, we're creating beautiful things, and then we go back to sleep again slowly, until we're at the opposite ends of each other. And that's the most dark age that you have. And then you come back together, you know, so that's the wheel, right? That John.
Well, I think there's always an evolution. I think we've come from being pretty unconscious and dense. And, you know, at this moment we are rising towards the light.
Yes.
And many traditions are predicting this is the time of the sixth sun in the Toltec tradition, Even the Hebrew calendar says the year 6000, which we're approaching, is the time of the new Sabbath and the 1,000 years of peace. And, of course, the Aquarian age and the end of the age of Kali Yuga. So everybody is pointing. I don't know about the Second Son thing, although I did hear that we may even be part of the Sirius
right. Well, that's exactly. And that's what this theory is talking about, or this information is talking about, that Sirius A is actually the sun, you know, that's coming back to merge with us.
Right. Or so our sun would be a Sirius C type of relationship.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, anything is possible.
At this point, I'm like, okay, I'm just paying attention. I'm going to do my best to be kind, keep my own awakening going, and be as helpful as I can, pay attention.
No, but that's the part I really want to talk to you about, and we'll get back to the Expo conference. But how do you keep your own awakening going? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Well, I mean, luckily I was born, 51 years ago, so I've had some time to practice.
Okay, good.
And, I came in as a young child aware to a certain degree of some of these healing things. I started working on myself when I was 7 and 16. And, at age 3, I was already speaking with God and, not in a religious sense. But it's like, in other words, I came in kind of blessed in the sense of aware that work was to be done on the self. Mm-hmm. And so not that it's always easy, because we all probably have more stuff than we can even fathom from all the lifetimes and our genetic lineage and the cultural consciousness. There's a lot of stuff we're defragging and shedding in this lifetime.
Right.
And so one of the main things that humans have been taught to do is to project our troubles onto others. And so I get better and better at taking that back quickly, rather than, like, if an upsetting thing happens, instead of casting blame, I either immediately get it or it's quicker, and I know how to ask for help when I personally need it. And I know how to sit and meditate or recenter myself. And it takes a village to help us each, really do this recalibration. And recalibration is the word that I use for the healing work that I'll be doing, debuting at the show as well.
Oh, what kind of healing work is that?
So it's called recalibrations and celestial healing. And so the recalibration process has to do with shifting from a focus through the lower consciousness of what we might call soul and earthly experience and genetic lineage patterning into an awareness as a spark of light of the original spirit that's clean and pure and has its own blueprint. And so we go out as this spark of light from prime source, and then we have experiences which are useful. Some are dense, some are painful, some are joyful. We gain knowledge and wisdom, but that's not our true identity. Our true identity is that original spark. And so more that we can start to lead from there, it's just shedding off the old patterns, like old programs in a computer system that are not us. So we can get back in touch with that inner purity that allows us to live in that non-dual state and work and operate and create from a state of oneness instead of duality.
So what do you actually do to people to get them there?
So there's a number of things. I've been studying lately some soul clearing techniques that have taken it to the next level, to where it's quick. And so I can see information in people's fields, and I can see issues with relatives or ancestors. I can see dynamics between and among people. I can see energy. I can see and feel energies and what needs to shift. And then once we know what the problem is, we can start to shift it. And so, some of my teachers have been Howard Wills, the Hawaiian Huna healer.
I know Howard. Yeah, he's
great. Howard and Dr. Cam Ewan is another amazing healer who I've been getting an upgrade from in my healing abilities now. And I took soul clearing classes. I've just been at it so long, and it's like I have this inner knowing that, and experience, because people get shifted really quickly, when I'm able to hold space. So I'll be doing this live at the expo for people, just from my booth, as much as I'm able to do that.
I know. Plus, you'll be running around everywhere, making sure, it's all.
Well, hopefully it's not me doing the running. I've got an absolutely amazing team who have been, they've been blessed with the ability to now take their departments. And so they just will come find me if they have a question. But the team is very capable of running the show, and I'm so grateful for that.
Well, no, I'm excited about this work, because this is really probably more your destiny, is to do that kind of healing work.
That's true, Alan. And that's why, I've been working with people and cultivating an amazing team. so that I can remain in the visionary role and, you know, a lead role without, you know, and also be able to shift and offer these other gifts because they're very timely, useful, powerful, and relevant right now. And so the universe has been pinging me very, very strongly to make that shift and to make this work available.
Right. So, well, no, I'm happy you're going to be there and doing that. But let's tell people about some of the other major speakers there, because you have a great lineup.
Gosh, we have an incredible lineup of awesome people. I would say most of whom are dear, dear friends of mine. So I'm obviously, like yourself, just so blessed with amazing people in my life.
Well, I mean, you have the headline, Victoris Glavinskas. He is a wild, he's the one of the originals, you know?
Absolutely. He is a legend, legendary living foods and spiritual teacher, numerologist, kind and gentle person, author of Survival into the 21st Century, you know.
Well, you know, his story was they gave him what, like 6 months to live back in the early 60s, I think it was, and he went on a pure, live, raw diet, and, you know, he's been around now for 50, 60 years since then.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're deeply honored that he's able to come. He is going to receive an award at our awards dinner for lifetime achievement, and it's just such a blessing that he's going to be there.
Great. No, he's a great guy. He's very dynamic, a little, you know, a little attached to the way he thinks, you know, he thinks everyone should be raw, which is, you know.
He's got flexibility, and I spoke with him. He's like, well, just try this. We'll just try that. You know, he's definitely rolls with the punches.
No, he's an amazing person, and it obviously worked for him. I mean, he's just.
Totally.
But who else is there that, you know, I know there's like, what, 50 or 60 speakers or something.
Yeah, so Dr. Gabriel Cousins is obviously a dear, dear mentor and friend over the years, in the sense of just, I mean, we have an understanding, he and I, we understand each other in a lot of ways. And he's just such a beautiful spiritual teacher, as well as a medical doctor who's helping people reverse diabetes and other diseases every single day at his clinic, the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center.
Yes. People have had incredible results at his Tree of Life Center. Absolutely.
And he's also going to be doing a shamanic Shabbat on Friday.
Shabbat. I haven't heard of that. That sounds
great.
It's
an awesome experience for those who are able to, you know, make it there and be part of the people who can get into that room that evening. And, you know, it's really powerful. And he's also going to be talking about reversing diabetes. And I believe he's revealing and launching an online program for that for people as well, which is very exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering who else is really.
Matt Monarch has barely come up to the States over the last several years. He's the founder of the Raw Food World and a very well-known, well-respected raw foods teacher who is going to be enlivening the stages and really bringing his wisdom for. And he's very obviously also saying, you know, where are you now? What's your best next step? He's not saying everybody has to be raw. He's saying, let's look at getting you into a whole food diet.
Well, where's Matt been? I used to see him at all the shows. And then where's he
Ecuador.
Been? Ecuador. Oh.
They have a baby and they're in Ecuador and they're running, you know, they're making their way back here and they'll be here this summer on one of their few appearances. So it's great.
What's the name of his company? He has a great company.
It's the Raw Food World.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those are great products.
Absolutely. And then next, I'm going to talk about Ron Finley. He's the gangster gardener. He is responsible for getting the food gardens legalized on the streets of L.A. In some of the harder neighborhoods where there was a food desert, where food companies and stores and grocery stores wouldn't even go because they felt at risk. And so the people there had 7-Eleven, you know, and the kids didn't know what an apple was. And so he's changing it. He's changing the entire landscape of downtown L.A. through his divine efforts. And we're just so grateful to have him there.
Wow. So that's great. So he's going to be talking about how to do city gardens.
He's actually going to be helping do gardening on Monday at our gardening program, which is going to be Monday, all day Monday. We're doing the garden nearby for a full day of classes.
Oh, I see. Do you, you're living in Sedona, aren't you?
Yes.
And then, I mean, you know it's desert there. Are you growing things? I mean, the soil's amazing. The red earth is just fantastic.
I have been growing an expo.
I know you have.
And I can't wait to be able to also grow a garden, Alan.
You've been abundant at that expo. I mean, it's such a valuable thing for people just getting into this or people who have been into this lifestyle for a long time. So what, like, new things? I mean, of course, you know, Victoria's has been around, well, probably forever. But, you know, what are some new trends that are, like, being featured at the show? What are people...
Sure. Well, one of the new trends is our Pure Living Earth School. And that has, you know, the programming at the Pure Living Earth School has everything from beekeeping to raised bed gardening to improving your soil to, you know, herb walks to a labyrinth walk to, you know, it's just like a full program. The neat thing on the schedule is when you see the button schedule on the website, you can move your cursor down to buy venue after you hover on schedule. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to see what's going on at each area any given day. And so if you scroll down to Monday.
Uh-huh. Well, I just want to tell people that's purelivingexpo.com.
Correct.
So Monday, I'm scrolling down to Monday somewhere. Monday, yes.
Yeah, so we have the hands-free garden, enter the labyrinth, gangster gardening, embodying compersion with music. A young friend named Bloom talks about compersion as, you know, basically new paradigm empowerment, feeling joy for the success and well-being rather than jealousy. It's shifting from the duality into the higher consciousness, and he uses liberated music to help us do that. He's a wonderful being. And, you know, preparing the way, accomplishing readiness for a time of global changes, like for those who are concerned about anything that might be happening. There's a lot going on the globe. So what are some basic things you can do just to be flexible in shifting times?
What kind of things do you talk about?
Well, the sort of things are like, well, let's say, you know, how do you do emergency preparedness without freaking yourself out? You know?
Oh, I see. Like, what do you mean by emergency preparedness? Like,
for example, you know, how do you prepare a backpack if you had to take off because there was some kind of, and just, you know, so in other words, you and I both know that higher consciousness paves the way, you know, we pave the way. We want to think positive. And so the philosophy of this teacher is, expect the best, prepare for the worst, and just have the backpack, have some stuff in your car, you know, prepare your house just so there's water there. There's a little bit of extra food. There's some tools. There's,
I don't think that has to be fear-based. I think it's great to be prepared, and, you know, it's great to have extra supplies around. You never know when the power grid's going to go down or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of people have been feeling imminence of changes, whether it's economic or goodness knows what. I mean, people are talking about another sun or a comet, and then there's earthquakes, and there's, you know, and it is a time of change and prophecy. And like I said, I'm not worried about any of it. I'm just prepared to step in as a space holder if changes do occur, or, you know, and to flow with it. And so this teacher, I've just selected him because he's somebody who really cares about people and will just help us think that through a little bit in this time of change.
Great. Well, no, I think that's very exciting. No, very exciting. What do you think about snacks, raw food snacks, and like good things to like munch on that aren't, toxic or... you know, too much sweet, but are healthy and nourishing. Do you have any advice for that?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, you know, a lot of the people here, the vendors and exhibitors that are going to be here are going to have lots and lots of options for that. And
like which vendors, you think?
Medicinal foods and local juicery. I believe that there's people who are going to have some special... like superfood chocolates. There's Divine Organics, our title premier sponsor, who has beautiful trail mixes and things like that. And of course, Matt Monarch at his Raw Food World booth, he's going to have a huge array of these things. Like that's just
I know. Matt's incredible.
Yeah.
his discount on maca is amazing, you know?
Absolutely. And then, you know, there are people like Sun Warrior, our other title sponsor. Blessings to David and Denley, who've helped make this event possible. You know, they have little packets of things like minerals right now that I love. I love their minerals. Their minerals.
David Kaplan, right?
Yeah, David Kaplan has Divine Organics and a beautiful trail mix and some.
Right, he's doing really well with that company. Yes.
Yeah, and then there's Denley Folk, who's one of our speakers as well, and he's got Sun Warrior, and they've got. They're going to be bringing, you know, they're going to have their booth there, and they'll be showcasing all their smoothie mixes and superfoods, as well as these minerals that I'm talking about that I love.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you are really expanding out into like the education, the consciousness. It's going to be a great show. I'm not sure. I don't think I'll be there this year, but let's prepare for next year and do a whole like. Booth of conscious speakers speaking about awareness, awakening, things like that.
Sounds great. And I'm looking, just in response to your question, Sherry Soria and Dan Latterman are going to teach Learn to Make Your Own Crunchy Health Promoting Snacks for Pennies.
Really? Who's those people?
That's Sherry Soria and Dan Latterman of Living Light International, which is it's a culinary arts institute and they are also sponsors of the show, and they're sponsoring the awards dinner, gala, the Pure Living Awards dinner.
And the award's going to go to Victoris, huh?
Yeah, there's a number of people, Victoris and Karen Calabrese, who was one of Victoris's students. She's been at the Raw thing for 30 years. And then a whole other lineup of Ron Finley and a whole bunch of wonderful people who are going to be receiving awards. I wish you could make it this year, Alan.
I know. It was just like too late to get a ticket and just like, yeah, I should have just planned. It does sound really great.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if anybody's listening. Frontier Airlines has some really good deals. They're very inexpensive. So
really, Frontier from New York to Phoenix?
Let's see if Frontier goes to New York.
I don't know if it goes to New York. And I know that hotel is a really beautiful hotel also.
It is. And we have, on our website, there may be a few rooms left there, but not many. But there's lots of nearby hotels. And we have a list called Area Hotels on our website that people can check out.
And I know a lot of people there. My friend Peter Sterling. Is Peter playing there?
Yeah, Peter's going to play on the evening of the
awards. Oh, good.
Uh-huh.
Good. This hotel is in the Village, right? The Village of Oak Creek. Or is it in Sedona?
Yes, it is in the Village of Oak Creek, but it's got a Sedona address.
Right, and it looks very Sedona-like with the red rocks, which is an amazing vortex of energy, those red rocks. Don't you love living there?
I just love it. It's fabulous.
And I know you travel a lot. So what after the show, what's your next adventure?
Well, I'm going to take a little break and think about this stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were traveling. Did you go to the Bhakti? Where did I see you last?
Let me tell you, I do have something specific that I can
tell me.
Talk about, which is that I'll be going to Arise Music Festival. Arise Music Festival is a beautiful partnership that we have. Is that noise in the background? My kitchen team just started blending. Is that?
I don't hear it. It's okay.
Perfect. Okay. So Arise Music Festival takes place in Loveland, California on Sunrise Ranch. And I've become close to the people at Sunrise Ranch. And this sort of goes along with the Visionary Culture Experience, Alan, which we'll have to talk more about because this is a festival eco-village building device that will take everything to the next level, the codes of which I've been holding since 2005. And so we're going to seed this template at Arise on the Hill above overlooking the music with a beautiful handmade sculptural kind of theme camp where people can dream in the new realities.
There you go.
And I know you're going to love it, and it'd be fun if you can make it there as well.
When is that happening?
That's going to be August 7th to 9th in Loveland, California, and it's arisemusicfestival.com.
Loveland. Where is Loveland?
it's L-O-V-E, like love. It's about 45 minutes north of Boulder in Denver in Colorado.
Oh, it's in Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful piece of land, lots of music, and I'll be teaching a few workshops there as well.
Okay, that does sound great, and it's a community experience, huh?
Yes, very much so. And so we're going to get to launch this visionary culture experience there, and it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. And then, obviously, I'll be going to Bhakti Fest. We have, you know, Bhakti team members, Mark Boddy and Jacqueline Sakai, are helping us, assisting with this show this year in Sedona. Uh-huh. And we're partners with Bhakti Fest, and very grateful over the years for all that we're able to do.
I think I saw you at Bhakti Fest. Yeah, I was hosting the speaker stage. I'm a good friend of Sridhar's, you know, Sridhar. And that's a great festival too, the Bhakti Fest.
Absolutely. We love it. So I'll be there as well. And
See you at Bhakti. Maybe that's
the place. Great. I would love it. Absolutely.
But to get back to the show, and I want to like keep pushing this, it is this coming weekend, October, basically the 23rd to the 27th, isn't it?
Of July, yeah.
Mm-hmm. July.
So Thursday is a good day to arrive, but you can come any day. We do have day tickets. We have expo-only tickets for those who just want to sneak in and see the exhibitors. We also have, full weekend tickets and VIP tickets available as well.
Right. Well, if I can make it, I will definitely let you know. I'll call you. And
if I can find you a speaking spot, will that tempt you a little
that
more?
That might. I mean, maybe a place to stay. I don't know. I mean, I do have some places. It's just really the plane ticket and just, you know, but maybe, yeah.
Well, let's just hold space for whatever. We're doing our final crunching on the schedule tonight, and I'll just shoot you a text back, and you never know, dear, but it's always a pleasure to be in your presence.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be part of your shows. So let's see what and I love Sedona. I was out there like 3 times this year already, you know?
Wow. Well, I went to your last show there, and I really enjoyed it. I was only able to go to a couple of the classes, but I really got a lot out of it. I thought it was very empowering.
Yes, the immortality of consciousness that I did with J.J. Hertog. That was a yes. That was I got, you know who Max Christensen is?
I was just going to say, Max, I just love Max so much, and I got to see him talk, and I just got so much from that one.
He is a magical being, a true being.
Totally, totally magical being.
He's like out of this world, you know.
Literally. But he's here too. That's the, you know, he knows how to balance them both.
Oh, yeah. And he's a very humble person too. Have you seen him lately?
I have not seen him lately physically, but sometimes he pops into my consciousness. I mean, he feels present in my life energetically. Right.
For people who don't know Max, he's also called Lama Thunderbolt, and he's the keeper of a Taoist, Tibetan, Buddhist lineage of the sacred arts, I'd say, the sacred energy Qigong arts. And
yes, and I've been studying with my Sifu here in Sedona.
Who's that?
All right, so it's Giuseppe Medlin here in town, and it's just been really empowering to get back into my Taoist roots and my Kung Fu roots.
Well, I think Taoists are really, you know, the ones that have utilized the most integrative of the cosmic energies with the human energies, as integrative fields of cohesion to help you know, uplift the body, even more than yoga for me. I know some people like yoga, but I think the chi field is different than the prana field. You know what I mean?
Yes. The chi field and the prana field. I guess different people have interchangeable meanings for these different things.
Right. But I just get a different feeling from qigong than I do from yoga. You know?
Yes. Yeah, I do too. And I love yoga, and qigong feels more strengthening to me.
Yes, it goes to the sinews, I think. It builds.
Right, it really builds the sinews. It's one of its core things that it does. And I like that. I mean, I need that right now. My body requires that kind of attention. And, you know, I'm always in love with a beautiful yoga class. And the Qigong and the kung fu for me are just really, really strengthening.
So you're having a early morning yoga here, right?
We are. We have a lot of yoga, we have qigong, we have a few things like this.
Oh,
so going on.
I just want to go over the setup. So you have the main stage where the featured speakers are, right?
Right.
And then at the same time, you're going to have workshops in the Oak Creek room.
That's correct. Well, the Oak Creek is the main stage now.
Oh, it is.
And then Ironwood is the smaller workshop room for a more intimate 30-person experience.
Okay.
And Dry Creek is going to be a little larger with a 60-people room. And we're going to do our yoga and things like that in there.
Uh-huh.
And the
garden stage is what?
And the garden stage is going to be on Monday. So that's a Monday experience.
And then you have the Mago Ranch Pure Living Earth School.
Yeah, and that's the Monday experience.
Oh, I see. So for just the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you have just four events at once, right? Is this three or four?
That's correct. Four. And that's enough, you know, but it definitely keeps people hopping around to these different amazing things. I mean, I think the biggest complaint I've ever heard is that there's so much awesome stuff going on, they wish they could get it all.
And then how many exhibitors are you going to have there?
You know, it's going to end up being about 70 by the time we're complete here.
Wow.
Exhibitors coming in at the last minute.
That is huge. That is great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm really, really excited for you. I will let you know if I get like some last minute deal on some airline.
That would be fabulous. And I know you're with us in spirit either way. And I appreciate that.
I am. And you're planning for next year too, right?
Yeah, we don't have our dates and location yet. I'm going to kind of go into a meditation and take all the learning and go back into the nest of vision and you know, just take all the advice and wisdom that I've experienced from the growth experience that this has been this year, and we'll be recalibrating to how to expand this further.
Yeah, and I met some great people actually recently. Some paleo. There was one woman I interviewed named Kat James, who talks all about that the leptin hormone, where people don't feel full, and she talks about changing the diet in order to make your meals satisfying. Mostly with more fats, and that will help to activate, I think it's called the leptin enzyme, that will make you feel satisfied. So a lot of people who go vegetarian or even raw, they're still not in balance with their eating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And so, you know, people sometimes, you know, it's really interesting how it all kind of goes hand in hand. And like all of us are experiencing growth, and we shouldn't be afraid of that right now. It's humbling sometimes, but you know, some people are stronger in certain areas and other people are weaker in other areas. And, you know, but as we all aspire higher in our consciousness, it's easier to reach for healthier food. It just sort of goes hand in hand.
Right. It is. But are you particularly sensing, shift on the planet at this time?
Truly I am. Truly, truly I am. I feel it's really the time that's been spoken about where we have a choice to make between going into a technological route, which may reroute our consciousness and our relationship with the earth to a degree that may cause timelines that we wouldn't choose if we really were paying attention.
What do you mean by that? Can you explain that?
Yeah. So what I mean is, you know, each and every one of our thoughts is, you know, the thoughts of the creator, right? Because we all have the creator inside of us. And so when we go along certain directions for a time, there sometimes we have, you know, there's a little bit of leeway where you can jump off of one timeline and onto another. But there's certain junctures or moments that come where we really have to be very, very conscious of our choices, because they're going to cause repercussions into the future that we might not like. And so we may or may, the awareness of that timeline experience may simply be a feeling of other than full ease or grace, or things not working out right, or why is this road blocked and that road blocked and this thing blocked and that thing blocked. And really, it's time to quiet down and say, okay, well, what is my spirit really trying to guide me to right now? Am I supposed to spend more time in nature? Do I need to turn off my cell phone more? Do I need to get off of Facebook and into community? You know,
right. All of the above.
All of the above, you know, because it feels to me like a time where the more that we can do that, the better off we're going to be biologically, physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And it's not that there's anything intrinsically wrong with technology, but like Max Christensen was talking about in his talk, I talked to him about it after. I went up to him and I said, you know, Max, what about this technological issue? And he's like, well, in a planetary experience, people mature to a certain level, and then they get to choose, are they going to go the technology route or are they going to go the nature route? And there's nothing good, bad, wrong, or right about any of it. But in the larger spectrum of a planetary consciousness, the technological route can sometimes lead to suffering that wouldn't have occurred if we stuck to nature a little more. And it's a choice. It's just a choice. It's just experience, well, return of beings, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But I think the nature route, I mean, if we could trust that, will give us everything that technology is falsely promising us: communication, connection, information. It's all available to an awakening brain consciousness that, you know, is evolving and expanding to what the technology is a kind of symbolic gesture towards.
That's beautifully said. I mean, I sometimes we are the cell phone, you know. We already have the capacity to communicate psychically in these things. And so I also feel and believe that there are planetary spheres and experiences and lifetimes or what have you where humans have created technology that is totally harmonious with nature and actually enhances the human biosphere and consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm curious about those types of technologies, and I know that some of them are here and emerging. Some of them are still hidden in the background. Some of them are waiting to be downloaded. And I think that's an exciting area to look at. Like, what does it look like when the technology is totally in harmony with the planet?
Well, I think that's how it can be and should be. I mean, technologies are here to help us, to expand us, but humans are such addictive, compulsive animals that, you know, they just use the technology to as another addictive behavior. I mean, I know I do sometimes, you know.
Well, it's you know, it's nice to sometimes be on Facebook and see all the pretty pictures and the fun things, and it gets your, what is it called, what is it called, dopamine,
right, when you see a familiar face. Yes. Maybe that's why I'm compulsive about it.
I mean, and it's fun to communicate. Like you said, we want community, we want interaction, and it's like, you know, it's one of the best things going for easy, quick access to that feeling. But, you know, my idea is let's get together in person too. Like, we need to keep doing that.
Well, for me, it just gets too obsessive. I just have to, like, stop. I just have to say, I'm missing something here. It's great to see old friends, but do I have to see them every 5 minutes, you know?
Step away from the Facebook, yes.
Right. So it is a balance, and I think that's what technology is teaching us. You know, let's use it as a tool, and like all tools, you know, even fire created civilization had its downside, you know? So, it's like, where do we balance the inner and the outer and keep evolving with everything we have to know more about ourselves? I think somehow it's there. But you know, what you're doing, creating an amazing coming together in community like the Pure Living Expo, that is such a valuable way to use the technologies we have.
Well, yeah, and exactly, it becomes a blessing because we can reach more people right now all around the world and interact and share and, you know, make it easier to bring people together. So I agree.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you've done a great job. I know how incredibly difficult it is to pull all this together. And I mean, it's amazing how relaxed you sound because it's only like 2 or 3 days away here.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, there's days that are harder and days that are easier. And then, you know, today's been great. There's a lot of support coming in for this energetically for me personally. Some of the friends who I have who are healers have been really holding space for me to go through what I've needed to go through to make this happen right now. So, you know, my and technical, logistical people, the people are showing up to support this vision. And I'm extremely grateful for that.
Well, what the most beautiful thing I think about what you're doing is that you're building a community of like-minded people that can all come together in one space with the idea that we can live healthy, in touch with our environment, and that's something we all can do. Everyone can do that.
And that it's fun. We can still have fun. It's like a party with a purpose. You know, my mom used to say, do you just want to be a party girl for the rest of your life? And I'm like, is that so wrong?
Right.
It's a pure party with purpose, you know? And so we have an amazing time, so much love, so much expansion. And, you know, these healthier things like juicing becomes the new high. You know, you get high. You get high. You get the high consciousness from eating foods that are pure in your body.
Definitely. No, I do. I know I can feel the difference immediately, like especially picking something out of the ground, you know, having a carrot right out of the earth. You don't have to eat. You don't have to eat that much. There's something in the chi of the growing that just fills you up more than the substance itself.
And then there's no dishes to do. I mean, think of it that way, right?
Might as well just graze in the field eating.
Exactly. And we do have some people coming who've made an enormous effort to bring a wild food experience to the show. David and Deborah Felton are coming. They have a site called Raw Food Wild Riot, and they've made hundreds of homemade products. They're going to demonstrate how you yourself can make so many things to take care of yourself just from wild, raw living foods.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had to give them 2 hours because they bring me so much stuff. I couldn't believe it. So
where are they coming from?
They're coming from Colorado. They're on their way here now. If they're listening, we'll give them a big shout out.
Okay. I see one topic is there a future for cannabis?
Yeah. So we do have some, you know, people who are talking about the CBD oils and the medical applications of hemp oil and CBD oils, as well as the cannabis plant. And, you know, it really has so much to offer. There are people who are finding that different diseases such as cancers, things like that, can be reversed through the use of this plant medicinally as a juice. And, you know, things like this that are like, with all the new information about, you know, all the new activity around marijuana and legalizing and all that, you know, one of the things that's coming to the light is the medicinal applications rather than getting stoned or smoking it. You know, there's medicinal applications to these things that are helping people transform their lives.
Well, and I agree. It's a plant medicine, but I don't think getting stoned, I mean, my personal life is necessarily good for people. I mean, that's just my judgment, of course. Who am I to say that?
You know, I think it's more, I think maybe you and I and my program manager, Hava, who just walked in as well. I mean, in other words, been there, done that, and right, felt right. It kind of muddies the aura. It sort of dampens consciousness. It makes us fuzzy and not really on our game.
Exactly. Exactly. Like alcohol, like anything.
Yeah.
Like ayahuasca even, you know, it's all been there.
So it's really a matter of discernment. And, you know, again, we were talking about timelines earlier, Alan. And so if I look at somebody's field, I can usually see that sticky orange resin of smoking pot. And
right. And
their guides just stick them in my space somehow. I meet them in the grocery line or somewhere, and I'm looking. I'm like, I have some message for you. You know, whatever it is. And usually they know that they need to stop because it's going to take them on a different timeline if they keep going that route, you know, and their guides are trying to be like, hey, could you give them a confirmation that yes, we're trying to tell them they need to stop now or else they're going to go on a different track, you know?
Exactly. No, a teacher told me, I mean, I never was into it, but someone said it will decrease your ability to experience joy. Because you know what people are getting high on, according to this one research, is the death of your brain cells, which is a high. So you're experiencing these little deaths, which take you out of your body. It disembodies you. I mean, I'm not talking about the medical use, which I think is very, very valuable. I'm talking about the recreational use, which disembodies consciousness, at least in my experience, you know? So that's why I just don't do it.
Yeah, I know. I agree, hon. I actually stopped when I was 16, if that tells you anything.
Where did you grow up?
In Virginia. Okay. So we started young back there, you know.
Okay. I got
it out of my system.
Well, I mean, thank you for all that you are doing for the planet, for people, for the health conscious, aware, for those that are just awakening to what's possible and who will awaken in the future. This is such a valuable dharmic cause that you have dedicated yourself to.
And thank you so much, Alan. You as well. I always respect and honor and love what you're bringing. And, you know, again, just want to thank my team. They're amazing. They're co-founders with me of this, and I'm just so grateful for each and every person helping to make this happen.
Well, thank you, Laura. What's your other name?
Shreya.
Shreya. Of course, I've known you for years as Laura, but I'll call you Shreya.
And the book might be available on Amazon now.
Oh, what's the name of the book?
It's called Love's Whisperings, and there's a website about it at loveswhisperings.com, but I haven't connected that with Amazon yet, but people can go on Amazon and search over the next couple of days and see if it pops up.
Okay, love. Is it by Shreya Fox?
It's by Shreya.
Was Shreya a cosmic download?
Yes, I received that name in 2006, and the spelling changed over the years, and I just got the real spelling, and then it really landed, and I knew it was mine to claim, and here we are, Shreya Fox.
C-H-I-R-E-Y-A.
Yes, it basically means celestial messenger, which is my core dharma.
And you got that in a vision, huh?
I actually was given it by a man who was dancing to no music in the field between the Bioneers buildings in 2006.
Oh, really?
I looked at him and I said, there's a man dancing to no music. I probably ought to meet him.
Well, he could be, you know, not all there, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, he looked like he was grounded and having fun. I was like, what's he doing? And so I went over and I said, well, who are you and what do you do? And he said, well, I bring in circles of light. I create circles of light. And I'm like, oh, that's very cool. He said, I also help bring people spiritual names in. And I said, what's mine? And he just started, he kept twirling and he's like, Shreya, you know. And then I started finding out more and more about the name and the sounds and the different languages that it has meaning in. And, you know,
what language does it mean something in?
Well, in the Sanskrit and Hindi and Hebrew languages, there's all different layers of meaning in all those languages.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So it has some like spiritual message in all those languages.
It does, and it has a lot to do with being an orator, a messenger, princess, bird, and song. It's all about sound and sonic energy and being a scribe and an orator. And, you know, these different, and also in Hindi, it means to give credit. And I have been doing a lot of that, to, you know, just honoring people through these awards shows and things like that.
Wow, Shreya, I like it. The more I get used to it, you know, if you've known someone, does your mother call you Shreya?
Right, yeah, no, maybe from the, yeah, she's on the other side now, so who knows?
Maybe on the other side she's calling you. But no, I do think changing your vibration that way, changing your association with vibration, because sound is vibration, changes the field you work in.
That's what I did with the numerology. I finally had a numerologist look at it and help me change what was formerly an A to an E, and then that's when it really landed. And
right,
you know, it's vibration that will help me stabilize.
Right, because you were calling yourself that for a little bit, and then not sure, and then, you know.
Right, I was kind of mixing it up, and then it really hit. I actually went and got some consultation about it, and it made a lot of sense. And they said, you know, you don't want to mix it up and be called two things. You need to let people know that this is your name now.
All right, I'm going to call you that, Shreya.
Shreya.
Should I say it like that? Shreya
Fox.
Say it that way.
Foxy Shreya.
Foxy lady, yes. Definitely. So rejuvenate, cleanse, and empower is your subtitle here.
Yes, that's it. So rejuvenation of body, mind, spirit, cleansing of all levels, and empowerment for everyone showing up to be who they really are. And so we can get this party started on the planet. We need all the superheroes showing up and and getting empowered. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're already starting the party, and it's happening this weekend in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd to the 27th at the, what's the hotel? The Hilton, is that?
Forward Living Expo at the Hilton. Yes, indeed.
The Hilton Hotel. It's actually in the Village of Oak Creek, but it's the Sedona Hilton. And you can get tickets online still, right?
Yeah, and if people want a special discount for the show, they can use the code TrulySecret25.
Okay, TrulySecret25. And I will let you know if I will show up. I mean...
Yeah, let's tune in about that. It'd be great to see you. And
But next year, definitely get me a speaking spot if you can.
You got it, man. You are in like Flint, buddy.
Thank you, thank you. And good luck. Congratulations. I know it's going to be an amazing, amazing time.
I can't wait. It's a brilliant thing when it all comes together.
Yeah, so give yourself some time and some space. You know, not to take too much on, because I know you work hard. I know you do. So
yes, thank you, dear.
So send lots of love. Any final words you want to shout out to people out there?
Yeah, I guess my final word is, look, if you're feeling it, let go of the fear and the worry and the wondering how the money's coming, the travel's coming. Just if you know in your heart that you're supposed to be here, get here, because it's going to change your life.
So be it. Yes. Much love, Shreya. Shreya Fox.
Shreya Fox.
are you the founder, would you say?
I'm the founder, and yes, and there are a lot of co-founders who have been doing their mighty work of making it possible as well.
I think I went to a Pure before you started your thing. I think I went to one that Happy was doing out there.
Oh, yeah, and that was the Raw Spirit Festival back in 2007.
That's when I was there for, yes. That was wild, too. They probably had about 500 people there.
We had 2,000. Well, it was different.
Uh-huh.
Here it grew. It was 100, then 200, then 300. Then we jumped to 2,200 in 2007, which I helped produce. And then it stabilized around there for a few years and then dropped off a little and had a good run. And she let it go. And I picked it up. And now it's morphing again. Pure Living Expo.
The Pure Living for those who want pure living. Yes. Great. I'm really excited for you.
Thank you so much, Ellen, and I thank you and BBS Radio for having me on the show. And, we just look forward to dropping in with everybody in Sedona.
Okay, go to purelivingexpo.com, Sedona, Arizona. Really, my favorite place on the planet. I'd say Sedona and Maui are my favorite place.
I have to agree with you there. I really like Colorado, too.
Manhattan, too. Maui, Manhattan, and Sedona.
That's a good triangle. Get that. The power triangle there. Or maybe it's a line. I don't know.
It is. They're sort of like their own little island cities.
True. Yeah. Power spots.
Yes, they are power spots. So, okay. Much love to you.
Much love, dear. Looking forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah. Thanks. That is Shreya Fox, the founder of the Pure Living Expo and Conference coming up this weekend, July 23rd, 27th in Sedona, Arizona, 2015. Again, go to their website, purelivingexpo.com. If you want to reach me, I'm Alan Steinfeld at newrealities.com. Love to hear from you. Send me an email, and thanks for listening. And tune in next week. Good night.
Aloha.
Aloha.